Palestinian Authority cancels the Oslo Accords. The Israelis call it deceitful, encouraging incitement. Does it mean war with Israel?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We declare that as long as Israel refuses to commit to the agreements signed with us, which render us a pro forma authority without real powers, and as long as Israel refuses to cease settlement activities and to release of the Palestinian prisoners in accordance with our agreements with Israel, Israel has thus left us no choice but to insist that we will not remain the only ones committed to the implementation of those agreements, while Israel continuously violates them.
Extremely fluid situation this morning out of Syria, breaking now. A new batch of Iranian troops have arrived in Syria.
So we now have a new alliance in the Middle East, which is Russia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Assad, a Shiite crescent throughout the region. They have Iranian troops that are moving back and forth across borders. They have aircraft, Russian aircraft in the region. And the problem with it is we're not sure where it's going, and we're not sure who they're targeting.
Russia will not succeed in imposing a military solution on Syria any more than the United States was successful in imposing a military solution on Iraq a decade ago.
Look, I think it's okay to talk to people who are your adversaries, but you got to do it from a position of strength, not weakness. And right now, Kerry saying, well, maybe Russia can play a constructive role in Syria. 2 weeks ago, they were talking the exact opposite. Every time we do nothing and they move forward, we change our voice.
We agreed that the military should get into contact with each other very soon. But we have some differences as for the details on how to get there.
The United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So we got a muscular Iran, a nuclearized Iran, a muscular Russia, a muscular Islamist Turkey, the rise of ISIS, and an emboldened Palestinian Authority that had the gumption yesterday to go and cancel the Oslo Accords, which will, as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who may be speaking shortly to the United Nations, said, is likely to bring incitement and disaster in the Middle East. All this is going on simultaneously while the Russians are bombing in Syria and bombed areas, dropped bombs in areas that were supposedly allies of the United States. So you basically got a proxy war conflict going on. We've got all of our media on today, radio, TV, radio, and, of course, Facebook and Periscope. We want to get you in the conversation early, 800-684-3110. Complete failure of policy by the Obama administration. There's an interesting quote by Winston Churchill when he talked about Russia after World War I and the rise of the Soviets. He said, the gates of new perils are now open on the world. And I think those gates of new peril have been opened up on our world today with Russia, Syria, Iran, the alliance there, so dangerous that the ramifications of it, I don't even think we can begin to understand. We're going to give you a full analysis on it. We'll take your calls. Let's get your comments in as well. Logan, tell everybody what they need to do.
All right, if you want to comment or call, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. There's lines open right now, but they're sure to fill up soon. So give us a call now, 1-800-684-3110. Or be a part of the show, interact, watch the show, and talk to us during the break. Get your comments in that way through Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow. Or if you like the Jay Sekulow page, just go straight there. You'll see it's the most recent post, as well as on Periscope. We are broadcasting there right now the entire hour, both half hours of the show and during the breaks.
All right, so Jordan, give me a 15-second analysis of the political fallout. We're already seeing all the candidates talking about this. This is a huge development.
Absolutely. In the Middle East, it's already in turmoil. You add this to the mix and potentially the beginnings of a new Israeli-Palestinian conflict, not just with Hamas, but again with the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. It is shifting, again, balance of power, and it's questioning the U.S. role. How much influence do we have left in this region?
Not much. So we've got a very clear demand here. We've got it. If the Palestinian authorities canceled the Oslo Accords, which they have, then we should cancel our financial dollars going to the Palestinian Authority, the U.S. dollars. So go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I need everybody. Got a brand new petition up, 25,000 signatures since this morning. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. No taxpayer dollars to the Palestinian Authority starting today. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, speaking right now to the United Nations. A lot of the countries have left. I'm looking at the, as they pan out into the audience, it's typical what happens because the Organization of the Islamic Conference, Jordan, is the largest bloc inside of the UN, and they generally leave when the Prime Minister of Israel speaks.
Yeah, and now they go by Organization of the Islamic Cooperation.
Right.
There are 57 member states that are part of this group. So when you look at the UN, there's 193 countries. So, again, they've got more than a quarter of the UN member states in this Islamic Cooperation, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And then there's also the advisors and
yep.
the those who aren't officially members because they're not in the Muslim world like Russia. So you start adding these together, and there's a significant amount of a lot of the African countries and some of the third world, developing world countries that rely on the cheaper oil prices and exports,
yep.
they also tend to go with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation.
Yeah, we're going to break right in right now. He's talking about the situation with Iran. Let's go to Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran's proxy Hezbollah smuggled into Lebanon SA-22 missiles to down our planes and Yakhunt cruise missiles to sink our ships. Iran supplied Hezbollah with precision-guided surface-to-surface missiles and attack drones so it can accurately hit any target in Israel. Iran aided Hamas and Islamic Jihad in building armed drones in Gaza. Iran also made clear its plans to open two new terror fronts against Israel, promising to arm Palestinians in the West Bank and sending its Revolutionary Guard generals to the Golan Heights, from which its operatives recently fired rockets on northern Israel.
That's the north and the south of Israel he's talking about. Let me get Skip Ash in here. We're monitoring this. The Prime Minister of Israel laying out the case right now that Iran, and I think this is why the Palestinian Authority took their bold initiative with Russia. I mean, that's what everybody needs to understand. It's Iran and Russia in Syria, egging on the Palestinian Authority, encouraging that development. Skip, this, we could have a Middle East conflict here like we haven't seen in a decade.
Absolutely. We've got a situation where we have Iranians now right on the Golan Heights. We have Iranians supporting Assad, and Hezbollah is in Lebanon, right to the north of Israel. We also have the Iranians supporting Hamas out of the Gaza Strip, and they also have Salafists in the desert on the southern border of Israel. So Israel is becoming more and more surrounded by units and peoples supported by Iran. So Iran has a definite policy, and they're coming against Israel, and we need to recognize that. And the Prime Minister of Israel is exactly right.
This is an unbelievably difficult and dangerous situation. We're getting calls. If you want to talk to us on air about this and your support of Israel or your questions about this, what does this war mean or what do these actions mean, call us at 800-684-3110. By the way, Skip Ash has a great piece up at ACLJ.org, and it's been sent out on some of our social media on the whole Iran, Syria, Russia situation. So we've got that there. We're already getting comments coming in. Let's go ahead and take some comments.
That's right. Comments are coming in. People are saying, obviously, canceling dollars to the Palestinians is a no-brainer. A lot of people are curious whether the president, they feel like the president maybe has ulterior motives or how that necessarily is playing out. But a lot of people are just saying, we stand with Israel, even if the president does not. We have one final comment that says, thank you, Lord, if the world fails Israel, you will not. Israel is forever.
Let me play. This is by two. This is Mahmoud Abbas declaring that the agreements are no longer in effect.
We therefore declare that we cannot continue to be bound by these signed agreements with Israel, and Israel must assume fully all its responsibilities as an occupying power, because the status quo cannot continue.
You know, Jordan, you have a situation. I want everybody to understand what Mahmoud Abbas said. We want you to cancel. We're canceling the Oslo Accord, which is effectively the peace treaty between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. That's what he's canceling. But we expect Israel to do all these agreements, which includes security and water and necessary situations for the PA. And this is just opening the door for Iran-sponsored Hamas to take action on Israel in both the West Bank and in Gaza, while in the north, Russia is engaged in Syria.
That's right. And remember, Hezbollah, which has been a bit quieter because of their engagement in Syria, right there in Lebanon as well, with their base support, with thousands of rockets aimed and missiles aimed at Israel and Israeli towns. And so you add this together. This is what I was talking about in my first comments today on the broadcast. The idea that now the Middle East, because of the instability, you now have these other actions going on because they capitalize on the instability. Yep. And we see Russia once again flexing its muscles in a way reminiscent of the 60s and 70s during the height of the Cold War.
And during the 60s and 70s, Skip, during that section of our history, that is when we had the biggest conflicts. In the 50s, you had the Suez Crisis, in the Suez War, basically. You had the 67 War, and then they had the Yom Kippur War, and that's when Russia was an active force in the region, which President Obama has allowed to happen again. And all that does is open up for exactly this unholy alliance we talked about yesterday, Iran, Syria, the Palestinian Authority. This creates an unbelievably, and led by Russia, of course, creates an unbelievably dangerous situation.
Absolutely. Since the 60s, the United States has worked assiduously to drive the Russians out and to build a security situation in the Middle East where we could have some stability. And now we're seeing that policy under this administration unraveling before our eyes because they refused to recognize the fact that Russia has strategic interests there that are opposed to ours. Our Secretary of State talks as if we can just hold hands and walk into the sunset together, and that is nonsense.
Yesterday. Yep.
Absolutely.
Do we have some of the soundbite from John Kerry and that nonsense at the press conference? Because that was outrageous. Let me also say this. Winston Churchill had a great quote talking about engaging in World War II. You've got a choice. Two paths are open. Crush them with iron and force, or give them what they want. Crush them with iron and force, or give them what they want. And we've allowed our country, the United States of America, to be taken out of the region in the Middle East. And this is John Kerry's response. Then we'll get some more comments and phone calls.
The meeting that we had, which we would both concur, was a constructive meeting. I relayed and reiterated the concerns that I expressed in the course of the UN Security Council meeting, which was led by Russia today. Concerns that we have, obviously, about the nature of the targets, the type of targets, and the need for clarity with respect to them. And
you realize this is State Department speak that is absolutely positively meaningless. We're going to take some comments and phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
All right, let's go to the phones. Johnny is calling from White City, Kansas. Johnny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
First off, I'd like to say respect to you and your organization.
Hey, John, you got to pick it up off the I think you're on a speakerphone there. We're hearing a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, hold on.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go back to you.
All right, we do have a couple comments coming in that we had Mike, yep, who said, it seems as soon as the deal was done, everything happened, everything broke
exactly
loose. We have a lot of people who are commenting in, always stand with Israel. They're our ally and friend, and that God hopefully will protect Israel. You know, it seems to be a lot of similar comments rolling in,
yep,
as these comments kind of roll out, as people start understanding the issue. That people are a little unclear, though. We are having that about how the Russian attacks connect with Israel, and is Russia going after Israel? How does this?
Well, no, it's creating. I think it's fair to say, I'll go to Jordan and Skip really quickly on this, but let me give you my position. What Russia's done is provided the environment and the encouragement to the Palestinian Authority and Hamas to engage Israel in a warlike environment. Will the Russians fire at Israel? No, but they may fire at the United States aircraft in the area. Who knows? But this has created, this has opened up, Jordan, an environment upon which the Russians have, by encouraging their Syrian allies and the Iranians, and Iran sponsors and fosters, I know this is complicated, folks, but we're laying out for you, sponsors Hamas and Hezbollah, even though they're Sunni, and the other Shia. I mean, it tells you something right there. The fact is, it has created the environment upon which unrest in the region with a meddling Russia creates unrest that we haven't seen since the 60s and 70s. Jordan?
Yeah, that's right. You look at what's happening with Russia specifically, and this is a country where, for the most part, until these recent aggressions over the last years, you know, economic trouble, the military not getting the full funding, but you see what happens with unchecked aggression.
Yep.
They have got this ability to go in, whether it's invading Ukraine and the Crimea, and the world saying that's not good,
yep,
and that's about it. Same in Syria. It's the same. You know, we kind of were back and forth on what to do with, the United States was back and forth on what to do in Ukraine, and who to fund and who to support. And same thing in Syria. We end up with, what, 50 people trained. Most of them have been killed. And now they're getting bombed. Those same trainees are also getting bombed by Russia. Any of the U.S.-backed groups also coming under attack.
It's an interesting comment from the Jerusalem Post. Israel's previous unstoppable freedom of action and maneuverability in Syria is now restricted. We need to find out exactly what that really entails. We'll get more comments when we come back. We're going to be joined by David Benjamin from our office in Israel. Folks, we've got a petition up. We need you to sign it right now. Stop funding terrorists. That means the Palestinian Authority, they broke Oslo. The $400 million of our money needs to stop today. 26,000 people have signed on to that petition. You can do it too. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's very clear. They cancel the Oslo Accords, the Palestinian Authority. We should cancel our money going to the Palestinian Authority. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Here's an interesting, I'm giving you quotes of the day here. Here's an interesting quote by Benjamin Disraeli talking about Russia and the Middle East and England conflict that was going on in the Ottoman Empire during World War One. This was before World War One, but it was applicable and requoted in World War One. But this was an interesting quote when the Turks, the Ottomans, were on the same kind of conquest mentality and the Russians were getting engaged. Questions between Russia and England, and you could insert questions between Russia and the United States, are not questions that can be settled by arbitration. They are questions in which power is involved, and power can only be met by power. Questions of this kind can only be settled by force. And then he went on to say, force doesn't necessarily mean war. It can be diplomacy as a form of force or war, but we have no diplomatic activity going on that's doing anything significant. The Russians met with the president of the United States, and then what happened 24 hours later? Their aircraft are flying into Syria. Then you've got the Palestinian Authority the very same day canceling the Oslo Accords. David Benjamin's a senior counsel with the ACLJ out of our office in Jerusalem. He also is a colonel in the Israeli Defense Force and legal department. David, what's kind of the reaction right now with this cancellation, Mahmoud Abbas making this big announcement after the strikes in Syria by Russia? Mahmoud Abbas follows that up with his, we're no longer bound by Oslo.
Frankly, Jay, good morning. I think the reaction from Israel is a bit of a yawn, because actually this is rhetoric we've heard before. It sounds very dramatic. It was built up to be a bombshell in the UN, etc. But it's actually not the first time historically that the Palestinian Authority has spoken about the agreements have gone out the window and they're not relevant anymore, etc. Formally speaking, these agreements were only valid for 5 years.
Right.
After that, the question of what would happen after that, you see, according to the agreements, a permanent resolution to the conflict was supposed to be reached within those 5 years. And the question of what happens after the 5 years has been left open legally. It's kind of open to interpretation. What has happened over the years is basically both sides have kind of chosen to see things as they see fit. So they kind of follow the agreements where it suits them and don't follow them where it doesn't suit them. I mean, you could say that the Palestinians, by, of course, declaring a state or getting the world to support that declaration, have actually, in effect, abrogated the agreement because by so doing they've committed a fundamental breach. I mean, one of the elementary clauses of the agreement is that neither side shall change the political status of the territories. And of course, by declaring a state, you know, if that isn't changing the political status, what is?
So we made this statement, David, that the idea that we're funding, that the Palestinian Authority declares themselves a state, they are declaring Oslo ineffective. We got the Russians in Syria, and that's a whole different topic right now, which we're monitoring and dealing with. The question that I ask, and I guess the question that the American people ask, is why in the world are we giving taxpayer dollars to the Palestinian Authority to the tune of about $400 million, which most people listening to this broadcast want canceled? But my concern right now, and Skip Ash addressed this a little bit, David, and he's on with us and so is Jordan, is that the concern is that the atmosphere now in the region has really shaken up between Iran, the deal with Iran, Syria and Russia, and Iran, that's all connected. Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas all connected, that the atmospherics there right now are not good.
I'd certainly say that there's been an empowerment of extremists. And behind these moves by the Palestinian Authority, one must realize it's actually weakness. It's weakness from within Abbas's own camp. And, of course, remember, the number one threat to the Palestinian Authority is certainly not Israel. It's Hamas.
Right.
And Abbas realizes that he cannot actually make the concessions which would be required to make a long-term peace agreement with Israel. And so what he's doing is kind of sort of trying to give little sweeties, as it were, little candies to the population, like raising a flag, making a declaration, which sounds like the Palestinian cause is actually going somewhere, but in fact it's not.
See, I think it's deeper. I think I agree with your analysis completely, but I think what's happened is with Russia, Syria, and Iran, you've just got this destabilization in the region now. The United States withdrawing, which we have under the Obama administration, and that's what's happened here. And I used this quote earlier in the broadcast from Churchill, where he says, you know, you basically, you've got two choices here, which is, you know, during these great conflicts, you're going to either meet them with force or of some type to bring stabilization here. And that doesn't necessarily mean just the United States. But you can't just do nothing. And we've done it. We've had a do nothing policy, Skip, and that do nothing policy we are paying for today, right now.
Yeah. I think Israel is making very clear, Prime Minister Netanyahu, you know, that Israel will certainly, you know, meet any challenge with force if necessary. And I think, you know, they say if you want peace, prepare for war, and that has to be very clear that that's being done. Not without, as you yourself said, and I think it's similar what to Disraeli said. You know, one has to project that at least, that one is prepared. One cannot say, you know, war is not an option. It has to be an option when you're facing these kind of actors.
Yeah, and I think right now, Jordan, the sense right now is, of course, that the Washington attention is going to be the money. That's going to be the attention right now, Jordan, is the money.
Absolutely. That's the quickest response is the purse strings. And, of course, we know that these are difficult battles and there's a lot of politics at play here on is it right to pull the funding. But at the end of the day, that's how you send a message, at least send the most quick message, is that you act this way, you talk this way, then you're not going to get our support. See what it's like to not have our support for a couple weeks or a month, and then we'll come back to that. You know what the concern is, though, is that it's such a hotbed of just kind of a ticking time bomb that if you pull any funding whatsoever, that will be used, of course, to blame what happens next and this concern that Hamas would come back into the West Bank.
So let's go ahead and take a phone call here, Logan, and we got comments coming in, too, from Facebook and Periscope and calls coming in on radio.
All right, let's go to Sherry, who's calling from Richmond, Kentucky. Sherry, welcome to JSAC here live. You are on the air.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate your organization.
Thanks.
And I am so glad we do not need to fund any taxpayer dollars at all through this terrible regime.
Well, this is, you know, Sherry, this is, and I'm going to go back to David here because we're running right out of time on this segment. But, David, let me ask you this. There is this concern, and I will tell you we're getting a lot of calls on it, that Mahmoud Abbas does these things where everybody's concerned about the weakness of the United States being projected, especially in that conference yesterday between Kerry and Lakoff from Russia was ridiculous. The concern is that by withdrawing from the region like we have, we've just allowed basically a 1950s, 1960s Middle East again, with Russia playing this big role. Your comment on that really quick.
Yes, I mean, obviously Russia being close by is a huge concern, especially since Israel doesn't want to be in a position, you know, heaven forbid, where it carries out a necessary strike in Syria. And of course, hits Russians. You know, that would just be a recipe, you know, for disaster.
Yep.
So the region has got inherently more unstable with developments as they've been. And nature abhors a vacuum. So, you know, whoever Russians are moving in, if others are not going to move into this sort of thing.
That's exactly what's happened. David Benjamin is a senior counsel for the ACLJ, heads up our legal work in Jerusalem. David, thanks for your insight on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, we're giving it to you. We've got offices all over the world. We're using those resources. I cannot believe 30 minutes of the broadcast is gone. Let me quickly, Logan's going to tell you how you can stay engaged here, but let me tell you what to do. We've got a petition up, over 27,000 signatures in a couple of hours here. We want our money, with the Oslo Accords being, quote, canceled and the destabilization in the region, let's stop the $400 million going forward. I'm going to try to get Than Bennett in the conversation coming up from our government affairs office to talk about this as well. $400 million of our money going to the Palestinian Authority, who've just said we're done with Oslo. We're done with the treaty, basically. Open season for war. Do we need to be funding the enemy? The answer is no. I need everybody that's listening to go to aclj.org, sign that petition now, 27,000 have, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. It's aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
If your network doesn't carry the second half hour of JSAC Live, you're not on Sirius XM or some of the others, there's an easy way to do it. Get the rest of the show and interact. Go to facebook.com/JSECulo or on Periscope. Search for JSAC Hill, or if you want audio only, go to aclj.org. But again, be a part of the show, interact, watch what we're doing during the breaks on Facebook and Periscope.
We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. To set the stage for you, yesterday in a speech before the United Nations, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, a member of the Palestinian Authority, which governs the West Bank, not the Gaza Strip, that's controlled by Hamas, but Mahmoud Abbas spoke to the UN and said, and we've played some of this sound already for you, but if you're just joining us, and said that, you know, these treaties that with Israel, like the Oslo Accords, are null and void. They're no longer in force. Really, it is a serious threat, and it should undermine our financial support to the Palestinian Authority, which is over $400 million a year. And these comments come because it's a time when the U.S. is perceived as weak. And so our allies, like Israel, get treated the same way. Take a listen. This is Mahmoud Abbas at the UN Security Council, bite number two.
We therefore declare that we cannot continue to be bound by these signed agreements with Israel, and Israel must assume fully all its responsibilities as an occupying power, because the status quo cannot continue.
So let me ask, let me jump in for a second. Skip, what is that? What are they saying? What is Mahmoud Abbas saying?
In effect, he's saying that the obligations that they have under these agreements, they're not going to keep. And they're saying, in effect, they have declared in their own minds that the West Bank is occupied territory under the law of armed conflict. It is not. It is disputed territory. So that we are speaking past each other here. But in effect, Mahmoud Abbas is saying, we can't be bound by this. The Israelis must. You have to pick up all the responsibility and all the obligations.
All right, let's take a phone call. We're taking more calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take a call.
All right, Deborah's calling from Carrollton, Texas. I'm sorry. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You are on the air.
Hi, Deborah.
Hey, Jay, thank you for taking my call. I'm watching on Facebook as well every day you're on.
Oh, great.
And I watch the band. I listen to the band.
All right, we'll be back Monday night. But go ahead. Thanks.
My question is this. Is Syria's president involved in all this with Russia?
That's a great question, Deborah. I'm going to send you our book, by the way, Rise of ISIS. But let's talk about this because I think it's really important. And by the way, the question of Syria's engagement here is significant. Suppose this is what happened. Syria invites in Russia, but this is all pre-planned, Jordan and Skip, with Iran. I mean, this was orchestrated with the Iranians, the Syrians, and the Russians. And that's what's happened here. Yep.
No way that this could happen without Iran's backing, because if Russia did this without it, Iran would see this as a possible threat to their power in the region, because they're trying to assert their power through backing Assad, their ally. So they absolutely had to be on board with this, which means you've got this alliance now between Russia, who is leading the military effort for the Assad government. That's what I think needs to be clear here, is they are fighting on behalf of Assad. They're saying, well, that's to take out ISIS. But it's not to just take out ISIS. It's also to take out any opponents of the Assad government, a brutal dictatorship. So they've taken up the major fight in the air. The Iranians, through Hezbollah, are taking up the fight on the ground, which is the only way Assad has been able to keep Damascus, which is basically, other than a couple other cities, all they've got left. If you look at a map of what ISIS controls and what Assad controls, it's just a couple of urban centers, and that's because of Hezbollah on the ground and Hezbollah on the ground and Russia now in the air. And of course, the U.S. was taking out ISIS as well, but doing so in a way to try to back pro-West rebels. But that has been problematic since the very start.
Great question there, Deborah. We're sending you our book, Rise of ISIS. It's going to go out to you today. Let me encourage you, folks, call us. We got a couple open lines, 800-684-3110. We've got a petition up. It's clear. Our taxpayer dollars don't go to the Palestinian Authority to fight Israel. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
On Facebook and Periscope, got a lot of people joining in on both sides of the conversation. And lend your voice, be a part of it, and talk to us during the breaks. Periscope at Jay Sekulow and on Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow. Great way to interact. Be a part of the broadcast. We got a couple lines open, so you can give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Be right back.
The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
A muscular Russian, a nuclearized Iran, an Islamist Turkey, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened Palestinian Authority, Israel in the crosshairs. Benjamin Netanyahu speaking right now, dealing with this issue. Iran leading the charge, and the most influential thing, you said this during the break, our friends on Periscope and Facebook heard it, but let's let want everybody to hear it. The most powerful influence in the Middle East as of this morning is?
I think it's pretty crystal clear. It's Vladimir Putin. And I would just add this. I mean, he's allying with Assad, with Iran, with Hezbollah. And Jay, to be honest with you, this is hard for American citizens to hear, but It is by design of this administration. They intentionally withdrew from the arena. Yep. And if they did not see Vladimir Putin stepping into that space, then they just simply weren't looking for it.
You know, Benjamin Netanyahu reminded everyone about 70 years ago what happened to the Jews in Germany as he talked about Iran, because Iran is a big part of this. We signed that deal with Iran. How many weeks ago was that? 2 weeks ago? Look what has happened in the region in 2 weeks. Here's what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say just moments ago.
70 years after the murder of 6 million Jews, Iran's rulers promised to destroy my country, murder my people. And the response from this body, the response from nearly every one of the governments represented here, has been absolutely nothing. Utter silence. Deafening silence.
There you have it. Strong words from the Prime Minister of Israel with good reason. We're taking your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. Let's get some comments and get some calls in.
Sure. We have a comment coming in from Cheryl Miller, or Cheryl Davis, excuse me. He said, why, when we are so in debt, are we sending $400 million to the Palestinian areas to begin with? They are not, nor ever will be, our ally.
There was a period of time, and this is it's a good question that Cheryl asked. There was a period of time where that money served as a basis upon which we had stability in the region. It was economic development money. Logan, you know this. We were over there. You could travel in between the two areas freely.
Oh yeah, it was no problem. You just, I don't even know if you showed a passport or anything like that. Just a basic security check, and you went on through.
Yeah, and this was allowed you into Bethlehem, allowed you into Jericho. There, you would
buy a lot of the biblical sites are in the Palestinian territory.
That's correct. And what happens now is that stops, and the reaction is, so we kept that money there to keep that kind of economic flow going. Well, now the Palestinian Authority has done this, and Jordan, I go back to this, and we could talk about the politics of it in a minute, but I go back to this. This is all. I want the date we signed the agreement with when we announced the agreement with Iran had been reached. I want to get that date because it all flows. This is another one of these Obama moments where everything flows from a disastrous policy decision that he's made in the Middle East.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at this and you see the connection between when this deal and in the, really the beginning of this deal and how the rest of the world thinks they're allowed to operate now under the way the U.S. has positioned itself.
So, Than, you look at it now, and does the consequences of this register in Washington that the American people do not want this?
It's sure better. I mean, just to go back what you were just talking about, the dollars that began to flow to the Palestinian Authority, they happened, Jay, during a time when a designated terrorist organization, Hamas, was not a part of the government. Now Hamas is a part of the government, and U.S. law requires, not just suggests, requires that we stop funding them, and yet we are still sending them $400 million. If this is not the time to pull those dollars, there never will be that time.
Let's do that right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. 27,000 have. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, the deal was signed on July 14th. So we're talking, what, 6 weeks ago. Look what has happened since we signed the deal with Iran. Iran and Russia colluded. Remember, we had the military training going off in the region. Then you have Russia, with Iran's backing, into Syria. You have the Palestinian Authority saying Oslo's over with, peace treaty's done. All that's happening simultaneously. Barack Obama's policies in the Middle East, an unmitigated disaster. Unmitigated disaster.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Johnny, who's calling from White City, Kansas. Been holding for a half hour. Johnny, thanks for holding. Welcome to JSEC Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Johnny. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Respect you and your organization. Also, you know, with President Putin propping up Syria, you know, to protect their naval base.
Right.
And also, in fact, that the we're getting ready, as I understand, we're getting ready to send boots back to the ground in Iraq. And with Russian aircraft and our aircraft at such close proximity, you know, taking that, doing airstrikes.
That's the potential disaster that is out there, is a Russian-U.S. engagement, even if it's by accident. I mean, I think right now you got a bit of a proxy war going on anyways. I mean, I really think that's this was exactly what you had. This is a bit of a proxy war going on right now. But the danger in the region has increased in huge proportions. Good call, Johnny. Thanks for listening, and thanks for holding.
Got a comment coming in. It says, now is the time to stand up for Israel. The sleeping bear of Russia has awoken.
Yep.
We have a lot of people who are just curious. Basically, one person, just Cindy Thompson, just said, this feels like World War III. Do you think World War III is getting closer? It sure looks and feels like it to us.
Well, look, I mean, I think you've got a situation. I want to get Jordan's comment on this. You've got a situation where the region has been completely destabilized. You've got a muscular Russia in with a nuclear Iran moving towards nuclear. You've got an Islamist Turkey. I said this in the beginning of the broadcast. You've got an emboldened Palestinian Authority. And we've got, I mean, it goes back to that Churchill quote. You've got kind of two choices here. You do nothing, which is the Obama administration's approach. You know, basically do nothing. Or you engage in a situation like this where you engage with force. And that force may mean, you know, exercising our authority. But we're not doing that. And, Jordan, we're paying the consequence of that right this moment, literally right now.
Yeah, that's right. And so you're seeing a balance of power shift and this reassertion of Russian military force.
Which has been absent for 25 years.
The Iranians did not have the air power to do what the U.S. or Russia could do. So by getting Russia involved in the air, they can then take the kind of ground combat via Hezbollah and do everything possible to keep the Assad regime in power. And unless the U.S. changes its policy and really starts targeting the Assad regime, which would, at this case now, become a world war, technically, because you'd have multiple world parties fighting against each other on behalf of a single leader. Yep. That you've got this bizarre thing where, yes, we're taking out ISIS, but we've done very little to stop the Assad regime, and it's become convoluted, and that's exactly what the Russians like. If you look throughout history, that's when they get involved.
And that's exactly what they've done. So this is the emboldened Russia, no doubt. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, we're going to take a call. Holly's calling from Clovis, California. She's been on hold for quite some time. Thank you for holding, Holly. Welcome to JSEC.
And Holly, I'm going to send you our book. You've been on hold for 30 minutes. I'm going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS, so we'll get that out to you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Basically, I had a comment of hope I'd like to offer to the listeners first, is that the God we serve is, first of all, not surprised, and he's also much bigger than any of the players and all of the players put together. And I think it's important that we remember that. And as we petition our government, we need to petition our great God.
Absolutely.
And the second is a question. What I'm wondering is, how much leverage do we gain by pulling funding? Do we maintain any by keeping it there? Because sometimes if you fund, you have control.
Yeah,
but
so
if you pull it.
Great question. Really good question, Holly. I'm going to go to Than on that. The fact is, I don't think we've had leverage in the region for the last 5 or 6 years, certainly the last 8 years. But the fact is, I mean, Holly raises a good question. Does the money give us leverage? But the reality is, look what they just did. So the whole thing has changed so drastically. But Than, I want to get your comment on that.
I would just ask Holly, is it working? I mean, the money is not reaching its intended destination. Yep. And not only that, the leverage that we hope to have, clearly we don't have it because the region is just imploding on itself.
Yep.
There has to be a consequence for the actions that are being taken now. That consequence is pulling those hundreds of millions of dollars. And if they want it back, they can meet our stipulations.
All right, we've got a lot to go forward with. We've got a petition up that says we should not fund them. I think that's clear. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You can sign that. Easiest way to do it, of course, ACLJ.org. I'll get you the number. I think we're close to 28,000 now, almost 29,000. I bet you by the end of the broadcast here, we can get to 30,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Look, this is a big situation. Let me play for you. Benjamin Netanyahu just responded to Mahmoud Abbas's fake statements, his faux statements, his outrage statements. Listen to this.
I am prepared to immediately resume direct peace negotiations with the Palestinian Authority without any preconditions whatsoever. Unfortunately, President Abbas said yesterday that he is not prepared to do this. Well, I hope he changes his mind, because I remain committed to a vision of two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state recognizes the Jewish state.
There you have it. Will they recognize the Jewish state? Will any of these governments recognize the Jewish state? We'll get into that after the break. Again, sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We got a line open right now. If you want to get on the air, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. And we're going to take as many calls as we can in the next segment. I know a lot of people have been waiting. We'll do our best to get to all of them. If not, join us on Facebook and Periscope right now, live. Watch what we're doing in the breaks. We'll get your comments and questions on the air for this final segment coming up next.
The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back. We've been giving you an analysis, and we're focusing right now on money. Why? Because there's money going to the Palestinian Authority to the tune of $400 million. We don't think that's right, especially since they've unilaterally canceled the agreement with Israel. We had a great question come in during break from either Facebook or Periscope about what was the question about the number of
yeah, if there was a specific number that we kind of needed to hit to make this worth it in some ways.
Yeah. So this is, Than, why don't you explain what we're looking for here on a situation like this?
Well, we use these petitions in a couple of different ways. On the macro level, it's always important, Jay, if you can get to a number like 100,000. That is a number that sends a loud message here in Washington, D.C. But even before we're at that number, it's important for me to have a significant amount of folks from every state so I can approach every senator, and then also each congressional district. So no matter where that number is, it's important for me to get people's signatures from all over the United States.
And, Jordan, when we look at the situation right now, obviously this whole situation in the Middle East is going to become a big foreign policy issue in the forthcoming presidential election. I mean, this will become front and center.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be ignored because it's significant. It's something that the next president of the United States will have to deal with. This is not going away. This is not an overnight issue. And what you hope is that there will still be enough time for another president with a different viewpoint than President Obama. I think that could be either party to get in a policy that would work. But he's making it, remember, he's not just making us weaker for today. It makes it that much more difficult for someone with very different views to be able to push back, because what if a year from now Assad has basically taken back Syria and ISIS has been destroyed by Russia?
Yeah.
And then now we've got Assad there, a brutal regime, and again, I don't think ISIS will be gone that soon, but just think, imagine that scenario, and then what does the U.S. do? We looked very weak because we not only empowered a bad regime, we let another world power take the lead militarily.
All right, we're going to take your comments and your phone calls. We've got a lot of them coming in. Who's next, Logan?
All right, we're going to go to Liza, who's calling from North Carolina on line three. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Liza.
Hi.
You're on the air.
My question is this. The money that we're that they're wanting us to send over there, I know that the American people don't want to do that.
Right.
And usually when Obama wants to do something and we don't want to do it, he'll veto it.
Right. But this
what
is an that's a good question. But then this is an existing law.
This is a great question. The money that ends up going to the Palestinian Authority is in the budget every year. There are two ways to stop it, and we are asking Congress to prohibit money from going to the Palestinian Authority. But just to Liza very quickly, the president could and really has to do this on his own as well, because U.S. law says that he cannot give it. He has continued to give it anyway. So that would be a second way to stop those funds.
This is an unbelievable, catastrophic intelligence failure. Listen to KT McFarland on Fox News. She's been on this broadcast before. Maybe we've been hopefully get her either this week, tomorrow, or maybe Monday. But take a listen to what she had to say.
It's the same intelligence failure that led President Obama to say, you know, ISIS is a JV team. We continue to be surprised by the malevolent actions of others. Time to wake up. The world is not kumbaya, Woodstock, global harmony and peace. The world is a pretty dangerous place, and Vladimir Putin is exploiting the fact that the President of the United States and the American leadership is not going to acknowledge malevolent intentions throughout the world.
Yeah, there you have it. And I think she's exactly 100% correct. Go ahead, Logan.
We just got a comment coming in from Deborah who said, sad that American government has become Israel's enemy, seems like.
And then I think look, our policies have allowed that. I think we are not the ally. I don't know if I'd say enemy, but being neutral in that region is not a good thing.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Debbie, who's calling from Mason, Arizona. You're on JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say that I stand with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, well, he did. We're going to have a more thorough analysis of the speech tomorrow. Obviously, it was going on while we were live. Go ahead with your question, please.
I want to know, are we just going to hand over all our rights to everything to Russia?
Well, I mean, Jordan, I mean, this brings up the... I mean, look, we have allowed, and Debbie, you're asking a good question, we have allowed Russia into a region they have not been in since the early 1970s, and certainly since the early 1980s. So, for over 25 years, they've been out of this region, and they've just walked back in because we cut a deal with Iran, which gave them the flexibility, and that's what's happened. And the consequence of that Iranian deal is Russia in Syria and the Palestinian Authority making their, gestures. That's what's happened here,
Jordan. That's right. That's right, and certainly you could end up gave you away. The way that Russia has demanded U.S. planes out of the sky, any advances we've made on ISIS would be then, you know, this would all benefit Russia, and that means benefit Iran, and that means benefit the Assad regime. And who loses in that? It's really the Syrian people who, I mean, you know, the whole country has been decimated. Hundreds of thousands have been killed. These are civilians by both the Assad regime and the Islamic State. And so you're going to have a huge vacuum for a number of years in the Middle East and in that region of the world.
Yep.
And it's only getting worse. Remember, we kind of are focusing mostly on Syria right now, but this is happening in Iraq as well.
You're absolutely correct.
A comment coming in that says, I don't have confidence in Congress anymore either. This is from Patsy. They said they passed the budget for Planned Parenthood to stay funded. And then Steve popped in with the elections do have consequences. You've been preaching that all along, and you're right.
Yeah, well, elections do have consequences. And, Than, there is this kind of view that Congress, you know, you've got this law in the books. Are they going to do anything?
Yeah, and I think that's a fair point of view to take. The president has violated the law in this situation. Congress needs to now step back in. They shouldn't have to, but now that the president has violated it, we are calling on them to say, step back in, tell them that you mean it when you pass this law, and actually have it enforced.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call here. We got another one coming in.
Yep, Patty's calling from Bernie, Texas. Patty, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You are on the air.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Jake. Thanks for what you do. I want to say that first.
Appreciate it.
Not necessarily a question today, although your wisdom and your work are greatly appreciated, but a comment.
Yep.
It's incredibly evident that the destabilization in the world is just rampant. It's not just America that Obama has destabilized. It has far-reaching impact in the entire world. And I think as born-again Christians, it has caught us off guard because it's not anything that we can connect with or believe
in. But here, Patty, we're running out of time here, but let me say this. I appreciate your call. I think you're right. I think the destabilizing aspect of this is not just domestically, it's globally. But a destabilized globe never works out very well for people, human beings. It doesn't work out very well when it's destabilized, and it is destabilized. We're going to try to grab a last call here really quick. Go ahead, Logan.
Yep, Ivory, you're on the air.
Hi, Ivory. Really quickly, please. We're running out of time.
Hey, Jay, my question to you is, would you say that we are in the middle of an escalation, just like the proxy war between the players, Russia and Serbia and Germany was for Austria that started World War
One? Yeah, you know, I think it could. It's looking that way. I mean, I will tell you this. This morning, last night, I was reviewing some of the pre-World War One literature that I read. The books I've read, I've been reading a lot of the Churchill up to World War One issues. And again, he makes that statement, which I think is really relevant to this. And that is, you know, and Disraeli had the same thing, that if you don't deal with force, but that's what they understand in these regions, you basically have no power. And one of the things we have is to make a decision. And that is, are we going to engage this enemy and do something about it? Or are we just going to talk about it or just let them walk in? So it's two choices. And the reality is of those choices, the Obama administration's made their choice, and their choice was to let Russia in. We're going to give you more analysis on it tomorrow. Great conversation, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to go ahead and sign that petition, which is going to get close to 30,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Nothing the eye should ever see.
We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.